Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you fire a coach, coach is gone, the rest of the building can still operate. When you fire a general manager, the entire building turns over. Every scout that you have out there in every part of the country, all of the draft board work you've already done as an organization, all of the early work you've already done on free agency, and trust me, they're already deep into it. Every franchise is in. So I don't believe, this is just my opinion, I don't believe or have a very hard time believing that the Giants are retaining Joe Shane because they think he's some incredible asset. I just believe that based on where they are, and maybe this is just something they don't want to do right now for different reasons, you know?
Yeah.
To turn over an entire building, the work that is required to do that is maybe something the Giants and maybe Mr. Mara at this point doesn't have the appetite to do.
Understand. All we could do is react to what we know. And I know that this decision is the wrong one. I would have felt much better about it had they just... I'm always a believer in that. When it comes to the Jets, too, it's the same thing. You have your philosophies, your core philosophies, and you stick to it no matter what. The timeline is very important to me. Continuity is very important to me. Keeping a general manager who hired the head coach together. There's a right way to do things and a wrong way to do things. Why would you let a general manager... Same thing with Joe Douglas. Why would you let him... Why does he get two cracks at picking a head coach? The time on the Jets had was so convoluted, it's impossible to even go over it again. What I do know is I believe this time they got it right, at least the timeline of it. Muji, Glennon, now there are some signs in year one where you should be encouraged. Does it mean that they're going to hit on all these draft picks? No. We'll find out year two, year three. We'll know by year two, year three, certainly by year three, and then definitively by year four if it takes that long. And same thing with Joe Shane and Dable. I like the move at first when they hired those guys. My one issue was that they forced on the new regime the two biggest guys from the holdovers with Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley. It made no sense. And that led to, yes, some early success, but ultimately more failures with sticking with Daniel Jones. You should have had the clean out process right out of the gate in year one.
Yeah, I agree.
Then you don't have to attach yourself to a quarterback who was, I'm not so sure, or decisions with the running back. Just make the decision now. We're moving on. Barkley's great. We're moving on as a franchise. Daniel Jones could be good. He's not our guy. We're moving on. They didn't do that, and look where it led them ultimately, to where year four, they finally have the quarterback that they picked, who, by the way, is good, and it still got the head coach fired, and now they're keeping the general manager. None of it makes any sense to me.
The truth of the matter, Sal, was always a very flimsy foundation. That's really what it was. It was a very misleading foundation. Take Leon Rose, right? So Leon Rose earned the right to fire Tom Thibodeau, okay, and select his new coach, because the moment that Leon Rose got here, you know, he distinguished himself as a general manager that was different than his predecessors. He got rid of the dead weight. He collected a lot of draft capital, got some free agents, hired Tom Thibodeau, got the foundation, which was not flimsy. It was rooted in work ethic and tenacity with Tom Thibodeau. And then once that expired, Leon Rose had earned the right to hire Mike Brown. And we'll see if ultimately Mike Brown is the right answer. But how the hell has Joe Shane earned the right to hire the next Giants coach? That's the point.
I don't think he has at all. Ryan is calling from Denver. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, what's up, boys? How are you doing?
Good, Ryan. How are you?
What's up, man?
Good, good, good. Happy Veterans Day to all the veterans out there. Two quick points, one on the GM and one on the potential next head coach is, BT, I don't know if you'll never remember, but 4 years ago when you were with Teak, we were sitting down, I called in, and I was talking about Brandon Brown and the fact that they brought him in from the Eagles organization, Howie Roseman tree, and I think that, you know, him being inside the organization would have been an easy off-ramp for ownership to fire both Shane and Dable, put Brandon Brown in, give him more power to make decisions. I think there's way too much family influence involved in what's going on and has been for the last decade. Mm-hmm. And let a guy get in there who has a lot of experience. I mean, listen, anybody could have picked all these guys in the first five picks of the draft. Come on, I could have picked them sitting on my living room couch, for crying out loud. You know, he's done nothing.
I mean, to give him credit from the league neighbors is just ridiculous.
It is. Yeah. And by the way,
for the record, neighbors hasn't done much. Like, I get the talent. But the results have not been there from Malik Nabers. He's hurt all year. Okay, what are you going to do about it? I'm just saying, let's not make it like Nabers is producing at a high level. He hasn't yet.
Sure. And so I think Brown, you know, inside the Eagles organization, they've been trying to get him back. I don't think they wanted to let him go in the first place. But somehow Shane pulled that off when he first got here, got him over. He should be elevated. On the coaching front, somebody that no one's talking about, and I'm going to give you two quick stats on
that. 365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This guy this year, Kurt Cignetti, Indiana Hoosier football.
He just got that big extension. No. Yeah, I've watched him a few times. Obviously, Mendoza, great defense. Go ahead.
The IU offense, points per game, 41.3, number 2 in the country. The IU defense, opponents' points per game, 13.4, number 3 in the country. Enough said. He passes the eye test.
You're going to hire him to be the head coach of the Giants?
Yeah, but right, hold on a second. Right, you can't say enough said.
He did it at JMU, and he's doing it in the Big Ten, and he's quick on the turnaround.
Well, I'm not saying he's not a great coach. I mean, Indiana values him to the point where they just gave him a monster extension. And I appreciate the out-of-the-box thought. Nobody has brought that name up. And I've watched him play a few times this year, as I've said. I'm a big fan. But there's been a lot of other college coaches, Sal, over the years who have prolific offenses, simultaneously big-time defense. It doesn't mean you're built for the league. It doesn't mean you are.
I was sold on Matt Rhule for the Jets at the time.
So was I.
And you know,
I loved Matt Rhule.
You know what made me think that Rhule was the guy when he turned down the Jets when he didn't have full control?
Yeah,
I remember that. He's the guy.
But well, win at Temple. Like, there's certain spots if you win at, I'm like, oh, okay.
He was a proven program builder.
He was.
And then he gets to Carolina, and it was a disaster. So I still believe in him as a coach. I can't go that way. I'm not saying it wouldn't be successful. Me personally, I can't hire the head coach of Indiana. He may be a great head coach. And by the way, why would he ever leave there to come to the Giants?
Yeah.
You've got the cushiest job in college football. You're going to get paid a big amount here to stay. If anything, maybe you leave there to get a bigger amount in college, not the NFL.
Well, think about that. I don't know what his appetite is. Maybe he wants to eventually coach on the biggest stage. Maybe, you know, I'm not really sure what his motivation is. But you know, think about this. If you get a job at Notre Dame or USC or LSU or one of those big schools where you're expected to win, obviously Michigan, Buckeyes, a few others, like, it's a year-to-year grind, even if you have a one-loss team, right? If you do what he's doing in Indiana, even if you take a step back, which I think invariably he will at some point when he loses to Mendoza, just stay in the top 25. No one's going to bother you because Indiana's a basketball school, right. And now they're paying you like it's Michigan.
Yeah, I just would not. I don't think the Giants are in that spot where they could go get a college coach, any college coach, even the best one. Steve is calling from New Hyatt. That's me. Steve is calling from New Hyatt Park. What's up, Steve?
Stevie.
Hey, what's up, Sal? What's up, BT? How you doing?
Good.
I just want to say I'm honored to share my birthday today to all the veterans, so happy Veterans Day.
That's awesome.
Happy birthday.
For your service for my dad and my brother who served.
Great. Whole family, huh? That a boy. Very well done.
Yeah. Just from the Giants fan, I agree with you, what you were saying earlier. I felt like, you know, they should have also shown Shane and Bowen the door. Like, it's neither you fire everybody, or I would agree with you, BP, you were saying, keep Dable, let Shane go, because at least Dable wanted Jackson Dart. Jackson Dart was his guy, and I felt like, you know, they were building a good rapport before, unfortunately, the concussion injury to Dart. That being said, I have a head coach replacement I was thinking that maybe the Giants can reach out for, which would be Lane Kiffin.
Yeah, Ole Miss. Okay, finish your thought. Go ahead, Lane. Ole Miss, yeah.
For defensive coordinator, Matt Patricia from Ohio State. Maybe Patricia wants to come back to the NFL and be the defensive coordinator. And hopefully, maybe for next year's draft, maybe the Giants could draft Jordan Tyson, the wide receiver from Arizona State.
He's going early. Yeah, there's a lot there, Steve. The only thing.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
So Hop, you were saying that what? Carl Banks wants Patricia to come and be the DC?
Heard on his a quote on his podcast. Okay. He went out there basically saying, I'm not calling for anybody's job, but I'm just saying Matt Patricia.
He should be the DC. Get lost, yeah. Bowen. So I'm not saying it, but I'm saying it. So, and the other thing was. What was the first thing that he said there? Oh, Lane Kiffin.
Yeah.
All right. So I brought up Lane a while ago. Now, I read something the other day where Jackson Dart's father, I guess they have a text thread. They're obviously very close, and he was kind of joking around, hey, you know, if something changes, would you want to come coach in New York? And maybe Lane was just being respectful to Dable, who at that point was still employed. See, there's two versions of Lane Kiffin. There's the version that was a drinker and his own admission. It was out of control, unchecked ego, and just a walking time bomb, but also brilliant. He's cleaned up the other stuff, went to rehab. This is all stuff that he's been very straightforward with, so I'm not talking out of school. And also, when he was with the Raiders, he was a young, egotistical punk. Like, he thought he was the man, and he wasn't. I think he's been humbled. If they would want Lane Kiffin, I would hire him in a heartbeat.
I just worry about hiring him for Jackson Dart, and I would not be doing that. I'm looking to hire the best head coach and build a program beyond whoever the quarterback is right now. Now, what's appealing to me about Lane Kiffin is all the things that you just said. I believe in somebody who's done it before. I believe in somebody who's been humbled and is going to get a second opportunity and has learned from his mistakes and built his way back up. That I believe in. So he would be on my list. Obviously, the fact that he worked with Jackson Dart would be a bonus.
Mm-hmm.
I just wouldn't go say, well, Lane Kiffin, because of the success that he had with Dart at Mississippi State, that to me would not be the reason to hire him.
Understood. You'd have to be comfortable in his ability to hit the other facets of the team, you know, and walk into defensive meeting. Hey, guys, you know, what's going on? Special teams. Hey, guys, what are we doing? Like, I think he's got that personality. Now, obviously, the rapport with Dart to me is appealing, but it would be less appealing, like, if he was kind of this almost introverted, cerebral type who I didn't think could command the room. I think Kiffin's got a big enough personality to handle the New York media. I'm not saying he's my first choice, but he's certainly on my top three, and I would be very interested in that. I don't know if he wants to leave Ole Miss for a bigger job in college football or come and coach in the NFL.
Well, what's his deal with Ole Miss? He's still young enough to where he could still move up.
Yeah, he's 50. I mean, there's a lot of big jobs open. Notre Dame could be open. I don't know.
LSU.
Yeah, I mean, if Ohio State doesn't beat Michigan, Ohio State could open up.
But let's
LSU,
say,
yep.
Okay, Penn State, big job. You're not leaving Ole Miss to go to Penn State, are you?
I wouldn't. I wouldn't at this point
SEC
myself.
SEC school?
What are you going to get, a few more million dollars? I think myself, and I think the jump for Lane is either stay there or go to the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see what happens.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.